message is from Family Worship Center. This message will not only build your life, but will make you experience the transforming love of God. Open up your heart and be blessed.
Hallelujah. There is joy in the house. There is joy in the house. I heard the Lord say that because there is joy here, tell them to draw anything they want from the well of salvation. So while the service is going on, God will bring something to your mind, pull it out from the well of salvation. It's a command. Pull it out in the name of Jesus. Did you come with your Bibles this morning? Let me see it. Let me see it. Let me see it. Glory to God. Glory to God. This is the most powerful, most potent book in the whole world. There is no book that can be compared to it. This book has been a bestseller through the ages and continue to be a bestseller until Jesus comes. No matter what men do, this book will stand. So say, I have my Bible with me this morning. I will open it. I will read it. Whatever my Bible tells me this morning, I will believe. I will speak it and I will act on it in Jesus' name. Romans chapter 1 verse 16, James chapter 2 verse 14, and then James chapter 1 verse 22, James 1:22, James 1:22, James 2:14, Romans 1 16. I'll read Romans from the New King James Version, and then I'll read the James 2 from the Amplified, and then the James 1 from the New King James. Is that okay? Just for clarity's sake. If you are there, say, I am there. If you are not there, say, wait for me. Romans 1 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Turn to your neighbor left and right. Tell them, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Turn to the other one. Tell them, I am actually proud of the gospel of Christ. Thank you. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone. This is where I like. The power of God for salvation for everyone. The Hausas, everyone. The Igbos, everyone. The Yorubas, everyone. The Ibibios, everyone. The Ishans, everyone. The learned, everyone. The unlearned, everyone. The tall, everyone. The rich, everyone. The not so rich, everyone. The power of God unto salvation for everyone. Somebody say everyone. Everyone. Everyone who does what? Everyone who believes. Somebody say, I believe. For the Jews first and also for the Greek. For in it, in the gospel of Christ, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Say, I am the just. I will live by faith. Say, I am the just. I will thrive by faith. James chapter 2 from verse 14. I'll read the Amplified. What is the benefit, my fellow believers, if someone claims to have faith but has no good works as evidence? Can that kind of faith save him? No. A mere claim of faith is not sufficient. Genuine faith produces good works. If a brother or a sister is without adequate clothing and lacks enough food for each day, and one of you says to them, go in peace with my blessing, keep warm and feed yourselves, but he does not give them the necessities for the body, what good does that do? So too, faith, if it does not have works to back it up, it is by itself dead, inoperative, and ineffective. But someone may say, you claim to have faith and I have good works. Show me your alleged faith without the works if you can, and I will show you my faith by my works. That is, by what I do. By what I do. You believe that God is one, you do well to believe that. The demons also believe that and shudder and bristle in all field terror. They have seen his wrath. But are you willing to recognize, you fully spiritually shallow person, that faith without good works is useless? Was our father Abraham not shown to be justified by works of obedience which expressed his faith? Works of obedience which expressed his faith. When he offered Isaac his son on the altar as a sacrifice to God, you see that his faith was working together with his work. As a result of the works, his faith was completed, reaching its maturity when he expressed his faith through obedience. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and his faith was credited to him by God as righteousness and as conformity to his will. And he was called the friend of God. You see that a man, believer, is justified by works and not by faith alone. That is, by acts of obedience, a born-again believer reveals his faith. I'll take that again. By acts of obedience, a born-again believer reveals his faith. In the same way, was Rahab the prostitute not justified by works too? When she received the Hebrew spies as guests and protected them and sent them away to escape by a different route? For just as the human body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works of obedience is also dead. For as just as the human body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works of obedience is also dead. James 1:22. But be doers of the word and not hearers alone, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he is. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you take this word and like bread, break it and feed us until we hunger no more. Open our understanding, for it is when there is no understanding that the enemy steals. Grant us understanding of your word today and set us on our feet by your spirit to be doers of this word. In Jesus' name. In the last 2 weeks, we began a series that we have titled, The Just Shall Live by Faith. And so in the first week, we defined faith as confidence in God, confidence in his word, and then doing something to prove that you believe or that you have confidence. We define faith as practical expression of our confidence in God, practical expression of our confidence in his word, and then going around and going ahead to do something to truly show that we believe. That is what we said. Faith is saying yes to God, even when you don't understand. Faith is releasing yourself to receive what grace has provided. Glory to God. Confidence in God. The second week, we said that if you have faith to make your faith known and pungent and potent, it must come out of your mouth. You remember we said that if your faith is not strong enough to move your mouth, it may not be strong enough to move any mountain. Your faith must be strong that it will come out through your mouth. And we said in the beginning, that was how God created the whole world. And I said that our mouth primarily is not for food. Food is to help us stay alive while we create and form our world. Somebody say, I hear. Glory to God. Today, we are adding something else. Faith acts. Faith acts. Action. Faith acts. A-C-T-S. Faith believes, faith speaks, and faith acts. When we say faith acts, what do we mean? We mean that faith takes action. It means that faith takes action. It means that faith will behave in a certain way. It means that faith has a body language. It means my faith will do a specified thing that is required for that faith to be activated. And so where we read in James says that our faith must have works, good works, as evidence. So works, action. Action is an evidence of our faith. You say you have faith. What are you doing to prove that you have faith? Where we read, say genuine faith produces good works, and that faith works with work together to make it complete. If you believe, you must do something. That is the meat of today. If you truly believe, you must do something. You asked God for rain. You prayed for rain. You received rain. And you are going out. Carry an umbrella. If you truly believe, you must do something. You have asked God for rain. You have prayed for rain. You have believed that you have received rain. And you are going out, carry an umbrella. What are you doing? You are doing something to show that you believe. Is everybody getting me this morning? Faith needs work as evidence. And so James says that your faith without good works, your faith without corresponding action is dead. Every faith that you must live in and enjoy must have a corresponding action. When you believe that Jesus came and died for you, when you believe that he was buried and was raised on the third day, when you believe that now he's seated at the right hand of God interceding for you, when you believe that you are a sinner and you need to confess him, you believe, then you confess. Some of you believed, and when I said come to the altar, you stood, and then you walked here and said the prayer. When you have faith, there is something you need to do, something you should do to show that you truly have faith. Ask your neighbor, what have you been doing? And so let's look at a few examples from scripture. We call Abraham our father of faith, and we must look to him once in a while, even though Jesus is our ultimate master and example. In Genesis 12:1, the Bible says the Lord came to Abraham and said, Abraham, get out of your country, get out of your family, get out of your father's house. Go to a place that I will show you. Get out. At 75, you come and tell an old man, come out of your family house. Get out of this city. And then I'll show you where I'm sending you to. He didn't tell him where he was going. The Bible says in verse 4, and Abraham got up and obeyed. What happened? Abraham heard God, believed God, did something to show that he believed. What did he do? He got up and moved. Faith will speak, but faith needs to do something to show that they actually believe. So after speaking, there is a doing. Tell your neighbor, after speaking, there is a doing. Abraham, give me your son, Isaac. Your only son. Give me your son, Isaac. Before Abraham will begin to negotiate and say, okay, hey, guys, also my son. Say, no, your only son, Isaac. The Bible says, early morning, Abraham took Isaac. He didn't say, take him to Sosa. He said, take him to a mountain that I will show you. He needed to walk many days to test whether he would turn back and run away. Abraham walked right until he found the mountain. Faith will believe, and faith will take action. But remember, the kind of faith we are talking about is faith in God. In this series, we are not talking about faith in men. Faith in men is good sometimes. Faith in men can help sometimes, but it is limited. It is unreliable. So we are talking about faith in God. And if it has to be faith in God, the raw material, the basis, the foundation for faith in God is the word of God. I need you to write that one boldly in capital letters in your note. The faith we are discussing is the Christian kind of faith, is faith in God. And if it is faith in God, the raw material where it is sourced from, the basis where it is sourced from, the foundation where this faith comes from is the word of God. When you have faith in the doctor, your faith comes from the word of the doctor. Faith in God drives its roots from the word of God. God. So where there is no word of God, there is no basis for faith. Where there is no word of God, there is no basis for faith. So Abraham believed, and Abraham did something. The Bible says if everything that was done was recorded, no book will carry. So I want to believe that after God spoke to Abraham and he believed, he began to tell his wife, pack our things, we are leaving. Faith believed, faith spoke, and faith acted. Somebody say, I believe, I will speak, and I will also act. Abraham believed, Abraham acted. Now listen carefully. It's not every time God will give you all of the instructions. Not every time. Sometimes he will just say, get up and get out. And he won't tell you to where. Why? You may faint if he tells you where. You may faint if he tells you the enemies on the road to get to the place. So he reserves the right, depending on what he knows about you, to give you the instruction that is adequate for the time. Faith means whatever instruction he gives you for that time, take it, believe it, run with it. Run with it. And so sometimes you won't hear to the end. But what it means is that Abraham, you can no longer stay here. At least we are sure of that. So you get out of there to where I will show you. And as you begin to go, you will show. God will say, I'm taking you to the other side. I don't know how you are going to cross, but first of all, put your leg in the water. You have to put your leg in the water first before you see God move. So faith believes, speaks, and then faith acts. Say, I believe, I speak, and I act. Abraham is a good example. Another example we want to use today is Rahab. Rahab. Not a good testimony too much about this woman before this time. In all generation and in all history, prostitutes were seen as women of weak and poor virtues. And so they can be as rich as they can be, but the society sees them as. But no matter where your situation is, no matter what the society thinks about you, by faith you can enter into the books of heaven. And that is why we say, by faith, nobody's case is hopeless. What happened? Rahab, the story is in Joshua 2, 1 to 21, confirmed in Hebrews 11, 31. They had heard from Jericho that God has empowered the children of Israel and that in their hands, kings were falling. Kings were falling. The children of Israel were overcoming people and overcoming kings and taking over land. And so this evening, two spies came into her shop and she saw that they were from Israel. And then he said, we have heard about you. We have heard how God has done this for you. We have heard how God has done this for you. We have heard that God has done this for you. And we believe that your God is the greatest. In fact, let me tell you what is happening to us. Our heart is melted already with fear. What did you people come to do? And they told her. While they were trying to tell her, the king came and sent somebody and said, some spies came to your house. Bring them to me. But because she has heard and had believed God, she did something which was in line with God. She went and hid them on the roof so that nobody will kill them. And then when it was time, she entered a negotiation with them. He said, because I have delivered you people, make a promise to me that when you come here, because we know that your God has given you this place already. Confession of faith. Faith speaks, faith is acting. We know that your God has given you this our place. We know that our fence is strong, but we know your God, this fence is nothing. But when you come, deliver me, my father, my mother, all my relations, and everything that is within my house. They say, you've done well. What we'll ask is that tie a red rope on this house and make sure that anybody that is connected to you is in the house. Because when we come, we'll level everywhere, but your faith will save you. Faith will deliver you from what is ravaging everybody. Everybody. 1,000 can be falling by your side, 10,000 by your right hand side, but a person of faith will be exempted. A person of faith will be exempted. Not only that, this is a woman that has no good history. I'm sure in their family, only those who want money go to her. Those judgmental uncles, they don't talk to her. That I shall bring in reproach to our family. Only the young men, when they are going to school, they'll go and collect money. But I can tell you, the judgmental uncles, they don't have anything to do with her. But that same woman, while they were busy looking down on her, with faith negotiated their survival. She was responsible for their survival. Can I tell somebody who is sitting here, because of your faith, your family will be spared. Because of your faith, your family will be spared. This thing is not for you alone. It's for you and your generations and generations and generations. Because of your faith, your family will be spared. Rahab acted in faith. Even though it looked like she was not qualified, faith qualified her. Faith made her, who was a nobody, in quote, became a very great somebody. Faith gave her an inheritance and all her family an inheritance. Somebody say, I have faith. Say, I believe. And I act. But this is the one I like, the third example. Mark 2, chapter 1. We must read this one. Mark chapter 2, verse 1. And again he entered Capernaum, which means he entered before, he's entering again. And again he entered Capernaum after some days. And it was heard. Somebody say, it was heard. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And again he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately many gathered, so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. They heard that the healer was in town. They heard that the deliverer was in town. They spoke to themselves, we have heard that he's in town. What did they do? They went there. Faith believed, faith acted. But they are not our focus. They heard that he was in town, and the place became filled. Not even a single room to drop your feet, even by the door. Faith believes, faith speaks, faith moves. I want to believe that when they heard that was in town, everybody began to call their neighbor. He's here. The healer is in town. He came back again. Take your child. Take that your uncle. Let's go. We heard that he's in Uncle Ode's house. Let's go there. Let's go there. Let's go there. And the Bible says the whole place was filled. No room to put their feet. Faith hears. Faith believes. Faith speaks. And faith acts. Faith acts. And he preached the word to them. What did that say is the source of faith? The word. Verse 3. Be attentive now. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. Verse 5, let's read it together. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven you. Let's take it again. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven you. Faith can be seen. And it cannot be seen if it's hidden in your heart. It cannot be seen if you are just saying it. Faith can be seen if you do something. If you do something. And so because he says your sins are forgiven, the Pharisees began to accuse him. Who does he think that he's forgiving sins? Who does he think? And immediately, the Bible says, knowing what was in their mind, he said, which one is easier? Is it easier to say your sins are forgiven, or arise, take up your bed and go? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. Let's read verse 12 together. Immediately. In this story, it's all kinds of faith interacting. It's an interaction of faith. Jesus came to town. He already had a reputation of the healer. He already had a reputation of a surgeon general. He already had a reputation of being a physician, a great physician. So they heard. The hearing activated their faith. They went. While they were going, there was a young man who was sick and cannot move. Paralytic, cannot move. But he had four friends who have faith. Tell your neighbor, what kind of people are you allowing around you? Ask the other man, who are your associates? Are there faith people? Can I tell you the truth? The journey is too far and complicated to go alone. Nobody will go far alone. But if you are going to go far, the people you are going with must be people of faith. Because a time comes when alone you are too weak to even pray. Alone you are too weak to get up. Alone you are too weak to make a phone call. Alone you are too weak to go to the bank. But if you are surrounded with people of faith, oh, I can't thank God enough for the blessing of friends I have in this church. The blessing of brothers I have in this church. People who have come around me and carried me and made me to shine. So four friends came together and said, enough is enough. Our friends cannot be sitting here and suffering while we are here. I pray that some men will get up and gang up and help their friend to get up. I pray that some friends will come together and say, our friend has been unemployed for too long. I pray that some family will come together and say, this our sibling has suffered for too long. I pray that some people who are well placed here, who have capacity, will come together and say, we have been seeing this brother. He's not married, but he's always in church. Let's go and find out, why is he not married? How can we help him? I pray that four friends will come together and lift somebody up. So his four friends took him. The head, they conversed, spoke to one another and brought him. When they came there, obstacle, no room. And they said, we are not going back. Our friend must be healed today. Somebody say, today. Our friend must be healed today. What should we do? They say, we know normally when he's teaching, he normally will stand in the middle. Where is the middle of this roof? You go and get a ladder. You go and get a spanner. You go and get whatever we need. We must remove this roof. We are not going until our friend is open. The Bible didn't tell us that they know the owner of the house. We are not told if the owner of the house is a general in the army. We don't know the risk they were taking. The Bible didn't say they deposited for the repair of the roof. But faith will stop at nothing until faith gets the result that is desired. They tore the roof. Dug through the roof. And drop their friend right smack in front of Jesus. And Jesus saw their faith. Somebody say, faith can be seen. The moment Jesus saw their faith, he said, son, your sin is forgiven. In that son, your sin is forgiven, is be healed, be restored. But you see, when you have doubters around you, they want to commonize what God has told you. Yeah, that came for somebody because it's not in the note anywhere. It's not in the note anywhere. And so he said, what are you thinking in your mind? Is it easier to say your sin is forgiven you? Or rise up, take your bed and walk. So he turned to him and said, rise up, take your bed and walk. And the Bible said he rose up, took his bed and walked. Now listen carefully. Listen carefully. I have just challenged friends to come together to help. But there is a limit that friends can help. Friends can bring you to Jesus. Friends can bring you into the arena, the atmosphere of miracle. But you will need to take up your own bed and walk. The friends had faith. They have exercised their own faith. Their faith stops here. It is now time for him to exercise his own personal faith. So Jesus said, your friends have done well. You take up your bed and walk. And the Bible says he heard. He believed. Because he believed, he did something. What did he do? He got up, took up his bed and walked. Faith believes. Faith speaks. Faith acts. Friends should come around and help people. However, there's a limit to their help. When their help expired, you need to activate your personal faith. And so for us today, what does it mean to take up your bed and walk? It may mean start rejoicing before the manifestation. It may mean start dancing before the manifestation. It may mean retype your CV and take it there again. It may mean, brother, hear me and hear me clearly. It may mean you going back there and say, I have not forgotten what I told you. I love you. I want to marry you. You may still get another no. Go and wait, restore, recuperate, and come back and say, I believe what I told you. I want to marry you. I want you to know that life will generally say no to you 7 times before it says yes. But faith never accepts a no. I just remember something. You remember too. How many times did you interview for American visa? 7 times. He was bounced 7 times. But eventually he got the visa and got to America, and Americans wanted to make you an American. The same people who were rejecting him. Life may say no 7 times, but faith never accepts a no as final. Faith says, because God says it, I have believed, I will keep speaking it and keep speaking it and keep speaking it and keep acting on what I believe until I have it in my hand. Take up your bed may mean a wife will need to go back for another medical check. Take up your bed will mean a man will need to go back for another medical check and make sure the child comes. Faith will mean you take no while you are waiting for the IVF, while you are waiting for the conception, adopt a child. Faith means God says you will have a child. Do whatever you can do in your own powers that is legitimate. Faith believes. Faith speaks. Faith. Oh, I remember a couple in this church. They were not very young. They were not very young. 2 of them were my friends. And I remember one of these days I went to visit them. And you know, we talked and laughed and talked and laughed. And then when I told them I want to go, the wife said, Pastor, you cannot go. We believe that God brought you here. We want to show you something. We want to show you something. They took me to this room. I know them not to have children as at that time. They took me to this room. It was beautifully painted. You know, it's a children's room. They have put things in place for children. And they brought me there and said, Pastor, we are trusting God for children. And so in our faith, we have been speaking, but we have prepared something for them. Faith believes. Faith speaks. Faith acts. I say, wow, you have prepared. You have gone ahead. What about you and Oga? Are you people doing the thing regularly? They say, yes, Pastor. Yes, Pastor. We want to make sure that having done all, faith does something to show that you believe. You are trusting God for a child. Oga is not around for 6 months. Can we be practical children of God? You are trusting God for a job in a reputable organization. You don't know jack about their mandate. Church people. You just, Father, give me that place. God does not operate like that. He will be an unfair God. When you come for interview, there are people who have read about the place, known everything about the place, have prepared what to do there, how to add value. You come and say, God will give me the place. God does not act that. He's not an unfair God. There is favor, but favor ain't fair. And the anointing came upon me. I said, the children are here. The children are here. The children are here. Let's kneel down. We knelt down. I said, by this time next year. Those 2 boys are in primary school right now. Twins came. Faith believes. Faith speaks and keeps speaking. And faith acts and keep acting. Stand on your feet. It is our action that made what we believe and say to come to fruition. You have prayed, you have believed for rain. Where's your umbrella? Somebody is trusting God for a car. Maybe you should get a key holder, a car key holder, and use it like, yes, 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 yes. What is your faith doing as a backup, as an evidence? That is what James is teaching us. We will speak. And we will do something. I want you to begin to pray for yourself. in the next 1 year, the miracles in this church will be mind-blowing. Will be mind-blowing. Will be mind-blowing. Dangerous things happening. Billionaires popping up. Billionaires popping up. Health springing forth. Oh, cancers dropping. Ilaka pakatashi katu labanta. Terminal disease is disappearing. Terminal disease. Promotions. Uncommon promotions. Marriage is working like fire. Faith believes. Faith speaks. And faith acts. Faith has works. It is called corresponding actions. They are good deeds. Things you do to show that you have faith. You want to marry. Have you started looking at the word of God concerning wife? You want to marry. Have you started looking at the word of God concerning husbands? What are you doing? You want good health. Faith will go and open the Bible and write out every healing scriptures in the Bible and begin to confess it. What is that? Faith is doing something to show that you believe. Faith goes into the word of God, brings out every word concerning their issue and sit down and begin to confess it. Listen carefully. I have met people in this church. And this should be the last time. This should be the last time because I'm saying it publicly. I have met people in this church. And sickness is killing them. They are dying. And then I'll come and say, Pastor, pray with me. I've been sick. And then the Holy Spirit say, ask them one question. What scripture are you standing on? What? Just one. I'm not asking for many. They say, Pastor, I used to read Jeremiah. I say, what? What? You think if you gather the church and they raise you money, that is your healing? The enemy wants to kill you. Wake up. 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 The enemy has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy your destiny. There is no solution that is not here. When God says the just shall live by faith, he meant it. This is how to live. This is how to live. This is how to be healed. This is how to be well. This is how to marry. This is how to make money. This is how to become a political giant. Tell me any businessman, tell me any politician in Nigeria that has the record of Daniel. We've commonized the gospel as if it has no power. This is the power of God unto salvation. It will make you a potent politician. It will make you a potent lawyer. It will make you a potent medical doctor. How did people become? It's inspiration from God. The days of our laziness are over. It's your time to speak. Open your own mouth and speak. Faith speaks. Speak what you believe. 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 Sicknesses are dropping. Sicknesses are dropping. Death sentences have been canceled. Death sentences have been canceled. Death sentences have been canceled. Lepe katalaga deshkete. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. God is moving you to your next level and the next level and the next level. For the path of the just is like a shining light that shines brighter. Hear me, single brother. Hear me, single sister. Your husband is coming. Your wife is coming. Believe it, speak it, act on it. In the name of Jesus, your job is coming. Your elevation is coming. Your promotion is coming. The house is coming. The car is coming. The goodness is coming. The souls are coming. The power is coming. The healing is manifesting. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, please be seated. Please be seated. Please be seated.
Thank you for listening to this message. You will be blessed when you do the things that you have heard. You can make a brand new start in life by becoming a child of God. It's as easy as believing in your heart as you say the following prayer. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. Jesus, come into my heart today and be my Lord and Savior. I declare right now that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations if you just said that prayer. It is important that you join a Bible-believing church immediately so that you grow in knowing Christ. We would love to have you visit our church in Abuja, Nigeria. For more information about this ministry, you can visit our website at www.fwcabuja.org. God bless you.
Family Worship Center. We care.